Hey, girl, welcome to the Empower Her podcast, where we are all about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives we really freaking love. My name's Keisha, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with giving you actual tools to help take you from where you are now to where you want to go in your life, career, and relationships. And this podcast, it's all about real talk and having some fun as we share incredible stories, tips, and tricks to help us get out of our own way and unapologetically make some moves. So, girlfriend, let's do the damn thing. Girlfriend, I'm so excited that you're here for this episode because we're going to have a real conversation about off days. And when you're just having one of those moments where you know that you need to do certain things, like you got to get them done, but you're just like, I don't really want to do it, right? Like you're just feeling kind of bleh. I don't even know the word. It's just like a feeling of offness. And truth of the matter is you can be the most optimistic, happy-go-lucky, grateful person. You could have a killer gratitude practice in the morning. You can meditate and crush your workout, and you're still going to have some mornings where you just feel off, or some afternoons where you're like, I just don't want to do it. And friend to friend, there is nothing wrong with you. If you're having one of those moments, like right at this exact time that you're listening to this podcast, or you're just having a day like that. And I know that you know that cognitively, that there's nothing wrong with you, but sometimes a reminder is just helpful to hear. You know, like you're human. Welcome to the club. There's legit 7 billion of us. We're all just trying to figure it out as we go. Okay. It's just part of the human experience. But truth of the matter is, there's also this like time of the year, if you're listening to this episode in real time, and you know, this is the first episode for February, you can come into January really hot. Like it's fresh year. You're like, new year, who dis? Like, let's freaking go. This is my year. And maybe you came in super hot. Like, you know, if that was you, where you came in like, I'm crushing the world this year. And you might have come in at a pace that you can't actually sustain. So right now it's February and you're like, I'm just feeling tired. And because I'm feeling kind of tired, I'm feeling off and I may be doubting myself. And it's just like this whole spiral that can happen. So I want to talk about this. We're going to talk about the feeling overall. And also I want to share some tactical ways you can get yourself back in the game in real time if you just need to get back in the game and get after it. And then also, I want to talk about this grace and compassion that sometimes we just really need to give to ourselves because that's what we actually need. We need to just have the off day. And, you know, there's a couple different scenarios that I want to talk through. So this is going to be a fun episode. I'm really excited that you're here. But before we dive in, I also do want to let you know that we decided to open up one more round of our introduction podcast course that you can join. If you've had a podcast idea in your heart that you've wanted to start, maybe you need some more accountability, you started Googling things, you got yourself really freaking overwhelmed, or you just want to really focus on having fun while launching your podcast. Our course is designed to take you from idea to actually launching in 4 weeks. It's unlike any other course out there in that the content itself is broken into 3 separate phases where we teach you all the fundamentals. Of course, we talk about content creation and format of your podcast and niche and how to cultivate community and teach you all the ins and outs of tech, everything that you need to know. But what's so unique is we do it in cohorts because I think there is so much power in community and having a built-in hype squad and getting to have me supporting you every single step of the way. Because in between each phase, we do group Zoom calls, which are an opportunity for you to bounce your ideas off of me, get your questions answered in real time, the rest of the women that are in the course. So, like I said, we decided to do one more round of this. If you and I are connected on social media or you've listened into the podcast a lot, you know that my fiance, Sina, and I are getting married in April 9th. Then we're going to do a honeymoon. And at the end of April, we're packing up all of our stuff and we're moving to Denver, Colorado from Austin, Texas, where we live in May. So it's a little bit of a crazy season. And because of that, we're going to push back the next round of the podcast courses. So this is your last chance to join us if you want to jump in and launch in the next couple of months. So you can text podcast course to 512-548-2728. Again, text podcast course to 512-548-2728. 2728. I want to hear all about your idea. I want to see if this would be a good fit for you, and I can give you kind of more details about the course and its entirety. So let me know, because I literally love, I've helped hundreds of women in our Intro Course Launch podcast, and I've just seen how much it's helped people from a confidence perspective and a fulfillment, and people that have businesses or building personal brands. Like, it's just been so cool to see. So if that's you, I want to be your hype girl. I want to support you and help you launch this podcast. So we'll chat about it all there. Now, that being said, let's get into the juice of today's episode. So let's set the stage. Maybe you are having an off day, or, you know, kind of an off moment right now. I want to talk about two separate scenarios. And I'm just going to be really honest with you. These scenarios have both come up for me in the last week. I think you might connect with both of them. Maybe you're in one of them in real time. Because remember, on this podcast, I do like to think of us like we're girlfriends just chatting over coffee. Probably a spicy margarita today. That's my go-to. You drink whatever you're drinking. I like to just pull back the curtain and share with you what's going on with me, just in case you can connect with it too. So here are the two scenarios I want to talk about. Number one is if you're having an off day and you need to get back in the game like ASAP because you have ish to do that can't be pushed, which happens to us a lot as adults, right? And number two, when you're having an off day and you need to actually just give yourself a little bit of grace and let yourself have a freaking off day because you're a human. And that's just part of the human experience sometimes, because truly both of those are going to happen and they require different mentalities and different actions, right? So let's talk about the first scenario. Maybe right now you're having an off day, but you can't just go have a little pity party and watch Netflix all day and ignore all of your adult responsibilities because you have ish to do, right? Like, that's most of the time the scenario that we're in. And it just, side tangent, because, you know, sometimes squirrels come in hot. I was just thinking about how, like, when we were little and we wanted to be adults, and we're like, oh, everything is going to be so much easier when we're adults. Like, I think of myself in high school where I'm like, when I'm an adult, everything's going to be great. But like, here we are, we're adults. And we're like, oh, like, someone get excited for me when I like eat all my food, or I take a nap, or like, I want to go to bed earlier. It's just so funny that we're like here now and we're like, oh my gosh, like now we're actually adults. Like, is there another adulty adult around? Or like, do I actually have to figure this out? Anyways, I digress. Point is, when I'm having an off day as a 32-year-old adult, but I need to get back in the game, I want to share with you what works for me. First, I check in with myself. I've got to get really freaking good at taking inventory of my thoughts on a daily basis to live the type of life that I want to live. But also when I'm having an off day, because that's the only thing that we can control is our thoughts, right? So I'm getting really ninja at asking myself, all right, am I catastrophizing or is this the reality? Because sometimes a bad 5 minutes or a bad situation can get milked all day as a bad freaking day, because our brains love to look for evidence to support whatever thoughts we're thinking, right? Like, if we look for all of the reasons the day is going to be stressful, or all the reasons that we're feeling off, or we're feeling bad, or we're in a funk, then of course we're going to find those things. Just like if we are, you know, are thinking from the opposite perspective, we're looking for all of the reasons that we feel good or excited or why today is going to be a great day. We are going to find what we're looking for. So when I'm feeling off, I've got to get really intentional about catching myself if I am catastrophizing, right? I got to look at the circumstances in my life and then ask myself, what are the thoughts that I'm thinking about those circumstances? Because we are meaning creating machines as humans, right? Like, am I making, you know, being stuck in traffic mean that I'm going to have a really bad day, right? Or I'm so stressed out, right? Or am I making the fact that I've got a lot of things on my to-do list for the day that I'm so overwhelmed I can't actually handle it, and I'm like catastrophizing it, turning into this massive thing, but really a lot of these to-dos don't even actually take me that long. It just happens to be there's a lot of things on my list, right? Like, or am I deciding proactively that this meeting that I have to go to, or this, you know, maybe for you, this job that you're in or the situation that you're navigating through is so bad and you're just committed to catastrophizing and looking for all of the reasons that it's bad, because whatever you look for, you will find. And sometimes we don't even realize that we're letting these tiny little annoyances get blown up accidentally. right? But we can just ask ourselves, first and foremost, am I catastrophizing? And be really honest, and we can just nip it in the bud in real time and recognize that it's just our thoughts about our current circumstances that are making us have an off day. And we can catch it, and we can reframe, and we can just switch things up. Sometimes that actually works for me, is I can just catch it in real time. I'm like, oh, I'm trying to take this bad 5 minutes, this like weird conversation I had, or the fact that I was wearing a white shirt and I spilled my coffee all over my white shirt. Like, I'm turning this into a bad day. No, not today. Not today. And I can catch myself and move on. But sometimes that doesn't work for me. Sometimes my thoughts, I'm like, I'm not even going to admit that I'm catastrophizing. I am committed to milking this bad 5 minutes and, you know, deciding that because I, you know, got my green juice all over me that I'm going to have an entirely bad day. Or because I had to call a customer service rep and I got put on hold and transferred and all this stuff that I'm going to have a bad day. Sometimes I do that because I'm a human, right? And I'm sure you've had those moments too. So then I've got to have another tool in my toolbox. So what works well to get myself out of that off day feeling when I really do need to get back in the game is I ask myself, how can I gamify something? Because gamifying makes it fun. So I want to gamify a small win in real time. That has been a game changer for me in my life because it's super simple to do, right? Like, it could be literally you right now looking at your to-do list for the day and just picking one little thing that can get done quickly. Not necessarily the most urgent task or even the most important task, but a quick little dopamine hit that you can get from getting something done that's on your list to just take it off your plate and be like, woo, I crushed something, right? Like making it a game even. Like, can I get this thing done in one Taylor Swift song, right? And if you don't like Taylor Swift, then pick whoever you want to pick. But like, let's just be real about Taylor Swift. She has an entire song called Shake It Off. So I'm just saying, like, if you're feeling funky, maybe that's a good song choice. Point is, pick something that you can gamify to give yourself that little win. If you're working from home, a really easy little win is, you know, finding a space around you right now that you can quickly declutter. You don't need to go deep clean your entire house, right? Because sometimes when you start deep cleaning your house, then all of a sudden your house gets more messy, which really then makes you feel overwhelmed or like you're having an off day because you're in a disaster zone. But maybe you just pick like a little space around you to declutter. And that feels really good because it's like a little dopamine hit. Or you go unload the dishwasher real quick. Or you just pick up those clothes that are sitting on that chair in the corner of your room. Or, you know, like the clean clothes that have been sitting in the hamper for a week. And you're just like, get those freaking things hung up. Here's the thing. I am not judging you about the clothes. I literally have that in the corner of my room right now. I've got clean clothes in a hamper that has been in there for literally a week. And I've got a ton of clothes that are sitting on a chair that I would love to see the color of the chair, but it's covered with clothes. Okay. So I'm not judging you for that. I'm just saying like, that's a quick win that you could do that I could probably go do too. Okay. Or if none of that's working, change your state, right? Put yourself into a better environment, like your own body even, or like how you're feeling in that moment. Like put some mascara on, or like, seriously, this sounds weird, but like put some saucy red lipstick on, even if you're in your yoga pants that are covered with dog hair. Or maybe you are a mom responsible for keeping tiny humans alive, so you've got like some weird stuff all over your pants or shirt, because like, duh, kids, I don't know, right? But you put some red lipstick on, that might just change the game for you, right? That might just take you out of your little funk. Or maybe you actually take the time to get ready. Like you do a hair wash shower. You even shave your legs, or maybe you just shave one. That might be weird, but like you just do something to make yourself feel a little bit better. Or you go outside and you move your body. Even if it's like 10 minutes that you're going for a walk, being physically outside is such a state changer. It's a game changer because it just changes up your environment. And there's something about being outside and in nature that's so powerful, right? So try those. Those are all some tangible, like random little things that could help. And then from there, if you're still feeling off, which again, sometimes you're like, Keisha, I put on the red lipstick. I went for the walk. I shaved one of my legs in the shower. I picked up those clothes that were in the corner over that chair. I unloaded the dishwasher to Taylor Swift. I like, you know, did all these things. Okay. And you're still feeling off. Okay. Totally fine. That still happens. Maybe you can make a new game plan for your day. Because I, for one, like to win the day. And I know you probably do too. But sometimes that means we've got to make new success criteria for the day. So in that exact moment, when I feel like I'm having an off day, I'm like, okay, hold on. How can I rewrite this day? Or how can I just rewrite what success looks like for me? I once heard Gretchen Rubin explain the power of framing your day into four quarters. She's like, put it into four quarters as if it's morning, midday, afternoon, evening. It's like you've got 4 days in one day. So if you like feel off or you just completely suck at one quarter of the day, you still get it back on track for the rest of the quarters or for the next quarter. And I like that mentality a lot, right? It's like giving yourself four opportunities within one day. So you're never writing off the full day when you know you need to get back into it because you've got stuff that you need to take care of, right? It's almost like you're negotiating with yourself. You're like, all right, girl, I know you feel off and that's okay because you're human, but we're going to figure out what are the tiny little things that you need to get done so you can just get a little bit of a win and you can feel proud of yourself that you did those things and then everything else gets pushed off and that's totally fine. But I just want to win this quarter. I just want to set up a new success criteria for today because maybe you started the day with this to-do list of all the things that you wanted to get done, but now it's 4 p.m. and you're like, crap, I didn't get all of those things done and I don't have enough time physically left. Don't let yourself decide that you already failed. You can still get a couple of things done. And then you can just like pew, pew, wipe your hands of the day and you can sit down and you can make a list of three things that you want to get done tomorrow. And that will count as tomorrow's wins. And you call it a wash for the rest of the day. And maybe you just go to bed, right? Or you go, you know, put a face mask on. You like do a real good wash of your face and you just sit down on your couch and you watch Netflix if that's an option for you, right? I legit did that last week and it helped me so much. I didn't go to bed with a massive to-do list for the next day just because I had a little bit of an off day. I got done the basics. I didn't feel like I was 100 when I was doing it, but I still got some of the things done that I needed to get done. And I was like, you know what? Hey, that's okay. I'm a human, not a robot. Tomorrow's a fresh new day and I'm going to tackle that then, right? So those are some very random tactical things that actually work for me. Again, I'm not an expert at this. I'm just telling you what's working for me in real time. And that, everything that I just mentioned to you, all of those things have worked for me. So if any of those work for you, you slide into my DMs, you text me, you let me know if any of those are helpful for you. Okay. Now, maybe you're having an off day and you're more in like scenario number two. And to that, I say, welcome to being a human being. You're going to have some days where you feel off and none of the things that I just mentioned to you are going to work, right? Because maybe they don't need to work. Because one of the biggest pieces of advice that I could give to you, like friend to friend, is advice that I give to myself when I have one of those days that just the entire day, it just feels off. Like, hold on. This is normal. Keisha, this is me talking to myself. I'm like, don't make this mean something that it doesn't. There's nothing wrong with you. You're just feeling off. Maybe the day can't totally be salvaged, and that's completely fine. And of course, I will actually insert a little disclaimer here, because if you're feeling off multiple days in a row, like you know yourself, right? I still believe nothing's wrong with you. You're human, right? But maybe you just need some more support, like beyond just listening into a podcast and doing some of those random things that I told you. Maybe you really do need to seriously talk to a therapist. That could be super beneficial for you because you know if it's an off day and you're just feeling kind of funky or you're just having like a little bit of a Debbie Downer type of day or you're just letting yourself have a pity party because sometimes that's just what we do as humans. You know if it's that or if you're really going through something right now. And to that, I say smart people get more support. So go get yourself whatever support you need, okay? But truly, that being said, what works really well for me that I found like, honestly just really powerful is looking at myself from almost like a bird's eye view when I'm experiencing life, like taking a little bit of a step back. And this might sound kind of weird, but I feel like you're going to pick up what I'm putting down right now, is last week I did this where I legit said to myself at one point during like an off day that I was having, I was like, okay, whew, take it back a notch. Look at you, Keisha. Like, look at you. You're being a human. You're having an off day. Welcome to being a human. This is part of humaning. This is the full contrast of being here on the planet. It's not always going to be rainbows, butterflies, and happy little unicorns. And that's okay. That's part of it, right? And I just want to have the full human experience while I'm here. And, you know, you've probably heard the quote, like, we're human beings, not human doings. And sometimes we need to have an off day so we will rest. And if we don't make time to rest, our body will tell us it's time by giving us an off day or giving us something problematic that comes up in our health. So I actually feel grateful for it sometimes, right? Like, there's also something really powerful about giving yourself a little bit of compassion and grace, and also understanding that there's a lot of connection opportunity that can come from being human. And I want to touch on this because I think this is really important. I mentioned in last week's episode, which was episode number 342, I titled it, I didn't write this down. I think it was like a raw convo about anxiety, something about pulling yourself up from a spiral. Okay, I'll link it in the show notes if you haven't listened in. It was episode number 342. I got so much feedback about this episode. So first and foremost, I just want to say thank you for those of you that tag me on Instagram stories, or you DM me, or you text me to my text list about podcast episodes that you vibe with. I'm so grateful for that support. But I'm also just so grateful to know what you actually vibe with, because, you know, podcasting is awesome. And, you know, I like to think of us like we're girlfriends chatting, but please remember, I'm currently by myself in my office in Austin, Texas. I'm wearing my Britney Spears little mic headset, and I'm pretending like we're talking and I'm visualizing you, but I don't actually know what you think of like the episodes unless you actually tell me. So thank you for telling me. A little bit of a scroll moment there, but I just think it's really important. And it made me recognize how important it is to talk about anxiety and how normal it is for so many of us to have anxiety or to just have those off days, right? And in that episode, I talked about my anxiety, like of having the worst anxiety that I've ever experienced, and how it kind of actually like faded into a couple of days of this feeling of like, I don't know another way to put it other than just like offness. And I had never really experienced that before. But what I will tell you is, besides the tactical stuff that I shared in that particular episode, number 342, what also really helped me when I felt off, outside of just like giving myself permission to just take a day and not try and like salvage it, but just like let myself just have a day of like bleh, is connecting with people, right? Like asking people like, have you ever felt like this? Or do you ever struggle with anxiety? Or have you ever struggled with feeling this way? And just talking about it, like talking about the off feeling of like what I was navigating with my fiance, Sina. I shared it with a couple of my best friends. I even like mentioned some of it on social media, obviously on the podcast. And it was actually very personally validating to me that other people have those feelings too. And again, cognitively, I know that I'm not alone. And I'm sure you know that you're not alone. But sometimes when we're having those off days or those moments, we feel alone and we feel like nobody's going to get it. But every single person that you meet or every single person that you follow on social media or listening and, you know, into their podcast or, you know, watch their YouTube channel or have heard them do talks or read their books, like they have off days. Like even the happiest, most excited people about life have off days. And mental health is something that we just need to normalize conversations around. So maybe you having an off day, even if you're letting yourself not like salvage it with all your to-dos, you can actually just see it for an opportunity to get more connected to someone by sharing what you're going through. Because maybe you do reach out to a girlfriend or you know, have a conversation with a significant other or with your sister or with your mom about what's going on in your world in a more authentic way, telling them like they don't need to fix it, but like just telling them what's going on and normalizing this conversation that not everything is going to be rainbows, butterflies, happy little unicorns all the time. And then you also can like empathize and really even open the door for those conversations for your friends or family to be able to come to you if they're feeling off. And I think that's really powerful and important for us just to connect as humans, which is something that you can learn only during those times where you need more support. Because truly one of the biggest wins that came out for me navigating some of that anxiety that's been coming up for me a little bit more lately, which, you know, I've shared, is a lot of it is just because we've got a lot of moving parts right now. Like I actually am pretty aware of what the source is beyond the grief of losing Sina's dad 6 months ago. It's just like, we've got a lot of really cool things happening, but it's just a lot. And I felt a lot of the pressure and a lot of the changes from everything that we're going through. But I actually have felt even more connected to my fiance, Sina, who we've been best friends for 13 years. We're super, super close. We spend a lot of time together and I love it. But because I've experienced some of the feelings that he's been navigating a lot of after losing his dad. You know, some of the anxiety that's come up from the grief. I can't ever understand exactly what he's feeling because that's his experience as a human, but I know him really well. And because I've had some of these moments where I've experienced my own version of anxiety beyond what I have previously experienced, I have even more empathy and understanding for him, which has been a really beautiful thing for our relationship, even, you know, 13 years in, because he feels like he can talk about it with me in a different way that I'm not just showing him like, hey, I'm here for you to support you. But I also have a little bit of more understanding of how confusing having like an off day or feeling a little bit more anxious can be, because I can say like I've been there to a certain degree, right? And I just think that's really important. I think we always get to learn from the experiences that we're navigating. So I guess to close this out, because this could turn into a very lengthy episode as it is, if you're having an off day, just remind yourself it's part of being human, right? And sometimes there's some tactical things that you're like, I need to do this to get myself back in the game because I have ish to do. But don't beat yourself up about it. Don't make it mean something that it doesn't. Like, it's okay. It doesn't mean you're not on the right path. It just means you're just experiencing a little bit of an off mode from being a human. And that's okay. And there are certain things that you can control, like your thoughts and knowing that whatever you look for, you're going to find. But there's also a time and place to say like, maybe I've been running at a pace for a really long time and I just need to breathe a little bit. And maybe I'm having an off day because I'm freaking tired and I just need to rest. And maybe I need to listen to my body and rest now so that my body doesn't make me rest later, right? Everything we can learn from. And I think that's really powerful. Close this out. Glennon Doyle, the author of one of my favorite books ever, Untamed, which if you haven't read it, it's such a good book. And actually, like, I should go reread it now that I'm thinking about it because this book is so good. She has this quote that I love. Every time you pretend to be less than you are, you steal permission from another woman to exist fully. And part of being, you know, who you are is being that full contrast. I don't want to be an example to you of someone who's always crushing it or always has the right thing to say or is always navigating everything and handling everything perfect because that's not real. That's not who I am. And that's not who you are either. People connect with people. So let's be more of what we want to see in the world. Let's normalize some of these conversations. And when we're having those off days, let's give ourselves the same grace that we would give to women that we love too. You deserve it. I love you. I'm rooting for you. We're in this together. And I'll talk to you soon, girl. Thank you so much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a girlfriend. Like, send it to her right now or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me get the message out. I am so freaking grateful to be on this journey with you, girl. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon.